game.
Quickie. What is up, pizzas? It is day two of Wizard World Sacramento Comic Con video game bang. Just getting back home. It was ridiculous today. We started this bad boy at 8 o'clock. It is now 10 o'clock Pacific time, and I personally am exhausted. But let's get this pig kicked. Starting to my left, you know him as my faithful, trusty, very committed to the program podcast host, Aaron Carter.
What's happening, everybody? Sad Comic Con.
And then regular to the show, you know him, you love him, Steven Gutierrez.
What's crapping in, everybody?
Wow, Joe Dirt. And Jada joining us for the second day.
Hey, everybody.
And two newbies replacing Jerry, which is equal because they put both together are probably
the same. They both speak about the same amount,
yeah.
Same pitch, everything.
Yeah, and like size wise too. Like you,
if you add them together,
if you cram
yeah,
those two
equal.
Together, they're one Jerry.
David, do you know David what a lithograph Ng. is?
Lithograph. Into the mic.
Hello, everybody.
David Ng and returning like a phoenix from the ashes, Laura Rodriguez.
Hello, humans.
Wow, new catchphrase.
And aliens and vampires. And
now all right, ruined. We can keep going.
No.
And werewolves and
etc.
So, big second day. I think we were all expecting this to be the biggest day. And I think it lived up to expectations. Definitely a lot more going on than day one. Would you say, Aaron?
Yes, it was... It was a total, not a total 180. What's less than a 180, Gondo? 90. No, even less than that.
Any number less than 180.
Some go five, a total 5% change. But no, it was actually really good. I liked the panels this one. It seemed like they were better prepared. I mean, we went to a indie film one. I'm not saying all the films were great, but at least they were presented better than the average bear.
Steven Gutierrez, how was day two compared to day one for you?
Still feels like the first time. It was pretty good. Pretty good. Better panels, like Aaron said. Impressive. I like that there was different people cosplaying, so you got to see some more people that you didn't on Friday. So it was, overall, I think I liked it. It was good.
Jada, Rena, what's up?
You know, I guess it's kind of unanimous. There are better panels everywhere around. I'm glad some of the bigger cosplay people did different costumes today, so it's nice to see their kind of range when it comes to cosplay. But yeah.
Gando! Now, David and Jada are both our more experienced conners. I think David's been to three. Is this your third or your fourth?
This is my third.
Okay, and how does it stack up to the other ones you've been to?
This is... at the high end of it.
Really?
Yeah. Because, I mean, I went to WizardCon, which was a pretty big production, and this is right there with it, actually.
Not to be confused with Wizard World. Are they two different entities?
Yes, I think they are two different entities.
Okay. And Laura, this is your first as well, right?
My first time, yes.
Cherry has been popped. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
yeah,
you say definitely. Jerry?
You Jerry. Sound like you said Jerry.
It took me a while to, like, what did he say?
You popped your Jerry.
I got my first comic book.
This is your first comic book ever? Wow, interesting choice.
Legit.
Wow. Which one?
No, I'm not going to knock
Harley
it.
Harley Quinn.
Number one.
In the new 52. Mm. I like that picture, too.
Did they cancel that?
Into the mic.
I'm not sure.
Because they canceled a lot of new 52s.
No, but this is one of the ones they started just recently. Oh, it's
okay,
only on
so
like
maybe
issue four.
Okay, maybe they did.
I think Harley is one of the most done cosplays.
There was a lot of her around.
There was.
Michonne was day one. Today
I didn't see no Michonnes.
I saw today. One.
I saw
one.
I saw okay. A couple today. I actually got mistaken for Michonne.
How would they do that?
I don't know.
No idea.
Khaleesi. I saw a lot of those.
The Khaleesi, there's two of them were done really good.
I saw three. One bad one. Two good ones.
I wanted to know which one was the bad one now.
She could have just been a blonde chick that
she wasn't
was just walking around,
up.
Yeah, holding an egg. But I did see, I mean, the one that was in the competition at the end of the night, she was the best one. Facial features
really?
Wise.
Facial, oh, okay. As facial, far as like
As far as looks.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you
but,
that.
But overall package, the one with the giant dragon above her head that was walking around, yeah, she wins. She wins the show.
Any cosplay that took your breath away, Mr. David Ng?
Before you say something, David, I would like to say if that Khaleesi's out there, I do not condone pedophilia because I don't know how old she was. Go ahead, David.
She looked very young.
One of the ones that I was most surprised with, actually, was Powerpuff Girls' outfit.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It was a family, and the father was the professor.
Okay.
The mother was Buttercup, and then the two daughters were Blossom and Bubbles, and it was really cute. They were just wandering around, and the dad had the pipe and everything.
Awesome. No Mojo Jojo?
No Mojo Jojo.
They could have brought that dog. That would have been awesome.
Laura, you're not in cosplay per se, but no. You got a cool little Star Wars thing going, and you had a wig?
I made up my own super costume today.
Somebody thought she was going to be in the competition. Yeah.
I know. So, is there something wrong with that, Aaron?
What were you going to be?
What are you, a cosplay bully?
What were you going to be then? What would you have told her?
Laura.
Okay. Hero.
No, you should have bought the R2-D2 dress to go with your blue wig, and it would have been perfect.
R2-D2.
They sold it there. He would have got you to. You would have been broke and living out of a cardboard box by the time.
He goes all out on Comic-Con.
David is probably cosplaying a little bit. Not as anybody, but he made his own vest.
I did. I'm very proud of it. And it actually got quite a few compliments today, so I feel very happy with that.
And a picture, right?
And someone took a picture of me.
Love.
Wow. Actually requested a picture.
Watch out on the internet. You might see him.
Watch out, Ivy Doom Kitty, because David Ng is coming for you.
I think her title is safe. I'm sorry. She had... two big reasons
I'm not going to challenge it, but I'm excited to make a costume at some point in the future.
Ooh, well, I thought, you know what? I literally thought you were going to come as the Adventure Time guy again, whatever his name is.
Finn, is it? I've used it a lot. I'm trying to phase out of it just because there's so many children that play him. I don't want to be stopped by children everywhere I go.
Why not? That's
just like me.
That's the biggest thing about cosplayers, right? They like being stopped and photographed.
I don't like being stopped and photographed, though, is the problem with that.
Okay.
So let's start going through the panels we went through. Who went to sexuality in cosplay? Raise your hands. And that is Gando and Jada. What were your impressions?
It was a really informative one because they, you know... Some of the big things, takeaways from it was that more skin doesn't equal always sexiness.
That's a lie.
But it's like, and even if you go that way, it's not, showing more skin also isn't slutty if it's done right.
That's also a lie.
Wow. Aaron's
I should have been to that one.
Maury Povich cosplay over here.
Yeah, I should have been to that panel because I probably would have rose my hand at least three times. Excuse me, sir. I have these pictures here.
towards the end, just like a fact checker. At the beginning, you said that more skin isn't necessarily sexy. The lie detector came back, and that is a lie.
That is a lie. Exactly. Exactly.
Steven gets up and starts twerking on the stage.
Then I leave. Then I leave. Who ran that one? Do you guys remember the person?
That was run by...
Megan Marie, Abby Darkstar, and Keith Zen Dragon.
Yeah, and then there was a fourth member who wasn't on there.
Were they all cosplaying at the time?
The three women were cosplaying. The moderator was not.
Hmm. Keith, I think he was. I think he was supposed to be somebody from Firefly, I think. Because the vest, the jacket and stuff he's wearing, I think. I don't know for sure.
Keith, I didn't look close
I got
enough
to talk in what depth with Keith today, actually. I got to spend a lot of time.
Whatever he was
wearing
earlier today, that green jacket or whatever, I'm pretty sure it was from something.
We kind of went more in depth with some of the conversations with a question I had at yesterday's. And stand-up guy. He had some very strong beliefs on crowdsourcing, which I really agreed with. He's of the opinion that it's not for him because he doesn't think people should be funding his hobby. But other projects out there that are more artistic, or in a lot of cases where people have already earned most of the money and just need a boost for an actual business, like I had to tend to agree with him.
Isn't that what Liz Katz does?
No, Liz Katz just crowdfunded the whole thing, and it was just for the hobby. Like, it wasn't for a business. People weren't getting something out of it.
Getting something out of it.
What do you mean?
Isn't she selling pictures still?
Yeah, she sells the pictures, but.
So it's a business.
See. Well, you get pictures for it. Like the way he equated it to is he had a guy who makes props for Hollywood, guns mm-hmm. and stuff. That guy worked his ass off and made like $30,000, but to get the molds he needed the extra $10,000 or $15,000. He went to banks to try and get the loan and couldn't get them because they didn't say it was a good investment. So he went to the crowd, the masses, and was able to get the crowd source the money. And in return, he gave them like the guns at cost or something. So people got them at super cheap.
So there was no, I still don't understand where his business part comes in. This guy's like, did he make money off this project?
Who?
The guy who crowdsourced and got the
for the guns?
Money. Yeah.
I don't know how the story ends, but, you know.
Broke.
Like, yeah, because then it's all a hobby. If it, you know, a business is, you know, you make money off of something that you do, right?
Yeah.
So
I don't think that's whatever his thought process was.
So it was a hobby then.
I think it's just more of a hobby for him.
Yeah, so he crowdsourced for a hobby.
But to help other people. It wasn't just for him.
No, he's selling, yeah, props. He's a
So then that was the business part.
Manufacturing and selling.
Yeah, and he sold the props that they made. When, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And then for the people who contributed, they actually get a gun or got it like half or, you know, half priced or whatever, like of cost or something ridiculous like that.
So you donate money and then you have to buy it. You buy the gun at cheaper price, but it's like you're buying it for full price. Because you just donated money and now you're paying again.
Depends on what the price was.
Sometimes with those, especially with the Kickstarters, when you donate a certain amount, they just, you know, you get the stuff.
Did you guys see, I'm sorry, this is nothing to do with the cons or anything, but I think I might donate for my first crowdsource, my Indiegogo for
what
that Shaq
this?
Fu.
Ah, I saw the trailer for that.
The Shaq Fu reboot.
At the end, he was like, and this time we're not going to mess up or
we're
something
not
like that.
It up.
Yeah, that's dumb. That's
he invested in Sacramento, so I feel like I have to invest in him.
Well, good luck. That's what I say.
So let's move on. So sexuality and cosplay. Anything more on that, actually?
One other thing they talked about was the adult film industry was mm-hmm. starting to try to take a piece of that pie of like cosplay or whatnot. And so
it's cosplay porn.
Yeah. And so they were, you know, kind of worried about it maybe leaving a bad image on cosplay because it sends the mixed signal. Because, you know, the average person who doesn't know anything about cosplay, they see. The average person sees porn.
They'll go to the con and think, oh, everybody here must be do porn.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Well, then, I mean, but it's like there's, besides sexual acts, there's kind of little to differentiate them.
No, yeah. But
I mean.
It depends.
It's kind of a.
I literally saw like four vaginas when I walked
like,
through.
Yeah. When we were walking around, there was this chick cosplaying and she was, looking at posters or something?
Yeah.
And could a porn star cosplayer? I don't know. Could have been either. Like I said, besides sexual acts on the camera, what do they have that's, you know, different? Because you rarely see them putting. You see them and their efforts to put the work behind it. You know, that's not like all of the cosplayers document themselves putting their work in the costumes, which all of them do. You know, they put hard work in it. That's that's the major difference, you know, well, besides sexual acts. That's one of the other differences.
They might do those too.
You know, that's between cosplayers and porn stars. But you don't see that. You know, you see the difference from the porn star side because that's their, you know, job. But they're going to probably need something new now. Then
sounds like sexuality and cosplay is one Aaron should have attended.
Yeah, and I'd probably get up on the panel and give a little lessons.
Excuse me. Yeah. I have a question.
Yeah, the whole time. Exactly. They'd have to kick me out.
I went to, while you guys were at that, I was at a one-on-one, which was not really a one-on-one. It was like a crowd and one.
Yeah, why are they calling them one-on-ones?
Yeah, I don't know.
One-on-ones, you and Shia LaBeouf in a room.
He just stares at you.
The moderator is the actual guest.
That's one-on-one.
Yeah, maybe the moderator. I don't know. But it was a Julie Benz, and you may know her from Buffy. She's in The New Defiance, Desperate Housewives, and what I knew her from mainly was Dexter. And, man, you know what?
I think I'm in love with her.
I was going to say, like, you see her on TV, but she was beautiful in person.
Yeah, she is. Very attractive.
Our eyes connected twice. No. She looked, because I was, like, staring at her.
Were
like,
you
oh
in
God,
that one?
No, I wasn't there, but I was looking at her booth. And
yeah, her booth.
Booth.
And nobody was, like, there was a couple booty. People there, but, there was a bunch of people at all the other booths, and I kind of felt bad. Like, I was like, man, I want to see. Like, I would have went to go say hi if you didn't have to pay, definitely. Because I'm not going to pay to have my picture taken with somebody who works for a living.
Even though she's so... even though she's beautiful? Like,
yeah. I'm not going to pay to take a picture with somebody that works for a living.
That's their job. I mean, come on. I won't say anybody can do it, but...
She dropped some little details on Defiance. I was live tweeting all these things. So if you guys are checking us out at Video Gaming, we skipped the whole intro. At Video Gaming on Twitter, we're going to have updates. I'll try and catch up on some notes tonight and a lot more stuff tomorrow. And where else can they get this information? NerdReactor.com. NerdReactor.com. We're going to have all the cosplay.
Video Game Bang Bang if you're on Facebook.
Tumblr.
Tumblr. Yeah, we got a Tumblr, David, now that our Tumblr guy's here.
Video Game Bang. Videogamebangbang.tumblr.com.
Has that been updated?
Yes.
Okay. He's on it, man. Okay. He's on it. He's the unsung hero.
That I missed like a week.
Son of a bitch, really you're fired.
But it's up to date now.
The people that only have Tumblr are probably like, what happened? Oh, okay. There's a picture. Yeah, all right. God, thank God.
They're still alive. Julie Benz, I was talking about Defiance.
Love you, Julie.
I was tweeting her things, and I got a lot of retweets. She mentioned that next season her character goes. She said this season her character was like Snow White, and next season her character turns into
Maleficent.
Yeah.
In Defiance?
No, she turns into. Why am I not? What's that? Sucker Punch. She turns into Sucker Punch. So there's gonna be a lot of killing, a lot of kick assness from her character, and a lot of people are excited.
Does anybody still own that game?
Defiance.
Anybody here?
Is Julie Benz in it?
I don't know because we don't own the game. She could have been in a DLC.
Almost talked me into buying Defiance. Almost.
Because it was supposed to be better. Julie, it's not your fault.
It was not Julie's fault. I got to ask her a question about Dexter and if she caught the ending and what she thought about it. She just kind of danced around it. She said she heard a lot of complaints. She never actually watched it. She doesn't watch anything she's out of.
Spoiler.
What?
I didn't know she was out of Dexter.
Did you care?
Just started it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
You know, there's a rule on spoilers. There should be a rule. If the show's been done for a year, you should know.
It just ended, didn't it? Like yesterday.
Oh, Dexter's been done for a long time. She heard about how it ended, compared it to The Sopranos. Like, it had an ending that was unpopular at the time, but over time people will get it. I don't think so. I think the Dexter ending was terrible. And when I asked the question, I heard some people like going, yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Did you go to jail?
Now you want to spoil the whole thing?
Just go home and watch it. It's on Netflix.
Julie Benz is not in it. What the hell am I going to watch the show for? Well, Amy Garcia is pretty hot. So.
What was
she still in the show?
Nope.
Which one's Amy Garcia? That's Detective LaGuardia.
Is that LaGuardia?
I don't know. I just seen her in a lab coat.
Oh my God.
And I heard she gets nude in the show. So
next.
Like,
all right, next. Anything else with Julie Benz? What else can I think of? She said she never watched her death in Dexter either.
Really?
Oh, okay, she died. I thought she got transferred.
Wow.
Thanks what? A lot. You
She got transferred to another husband?
It could have been.
She got married?
She didn't watch it because she said it would be too freaky, and her parents watched it and got really upset. I thought that was interesting. So we'll move on to...
The Dexter killer?
No.
We're not going to tell you.
It was John Lithgow. So we're going to move on to
Third Rock from the set.
Michael Rose. Yeah, it was his character from Third Rock. They got a message from the big giant head.
It said, kill Julie. Like,
wow. One-on-one with Michael Rosenbaum. Jada was in that.
Yeah. I had to step out, but I was there for probably about the first 15, 20 minutes.
Did you walk out on that?
I had an emergency pop up. It was stupid. But anyways... Such a
Tell
character.
Us about the emergency. I want to know. No.
Wow.
Was there a house on fire? Yeah, no.
It was work related. It was work related. But anyways, he's such a character. Love Michael Rosenbaum even more now than I did before. Him just seeing him on playing Lex Luthor in Smallville. Like, he just owned the whole crowd. Like, I don't think there was a better presenter today.
No.
Or even yesterday. I don't know.
Frank.
Oh, no, he outdid Jason David Frank.
Really?
Yeah. This dude worked the crowd. Like, he was hilarious.
Was he in the big room?
Yeah. He's in the big room.
I think he got in some kid's face or whatnot, who's sitting there playing on an iPad and just sat there and just talked to this kid in
his
face.
He kept calling him Elliot because he was wearing a red hoodie.
Wow.
And the kid would not look at him.
Yeah, the kid's just like sitting there playing his iPad. Just playing Flappy Bird.
And he was singing Careless Whisper and changing the lyrics. It was
Did
nuts.
You guys get to ask questions about this entertainment? Yeah, no,
there was a lot of questions.
There was a lot of questions.
Well, in our panel, he sat on some dude's lap.
Yeah.
Tell them that. So this guy is so awesome. Mm-hmm. He came into another panel. So Michael Rosenbaum came into which one was it?
It was television and
filmography.
Film in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty much showing, you know, that, hey, film and TV can be done in Sacramento. You don't have to go down to LA, and you know there's a lot of different stuff here. Halfway through, all of a sudden, Rosenbaum just with a Starbucks cup in his hand just
pulls a Rosenbaum,
just strolls in like he owns the joint, and then he just walks up on stage and then he sits in the guy's lap. And I was like, is he supposed to be here? I asked Jada, and no, he's not on the docket, and
He just started answering questions.
He was just bored.
He was just bored. He's like, I ain't got nothing else.
He's like, my panel's over. What's going on in here?
One of the few minutes I got to walk around the floor, Rosenbaum's booth was empty, and I just walked up there and said hello, shook his hand, told him that I didn't watch Smallville. Never seen anything you're in, but you set the standard, the gold standard for what a Q&A should be. And got to shake his hand, gave him a beanie. So he now is a proud owner of a Video Game Bang beanie, which you can... I was going to say sell, but we don't want... I don't know. After seeing a lot of the stuff from today, I wouldn't feel right selling stuff.
Because what? Being around all those vendors?
Being around... No. Like, especially the smoke. I was talking to him. He gives away all his pictures. Like, he gets paid from Wizard World, but other than that, he doesn't sell prints or try and capitalize on any of his projects like that. All those videos he does, he doesn't sell them. He spends no money on them.
I wonder where his income comes from then.
Wizard World pays.
Sounds well, crack.
He used to be a Marine, so he's got
that.
He's
a Marine.
He's a Marine, Marine, so he's got that.
I was told that that's a myth.
Really?
That military get...
all the military people I've known haven't got jack squats.
Obama!
It's a myth.
Like, did anybody go to...
Like, they're okay, but they're not like...
This is getting really macabre. Let's go back to...
Sorry.
Support our troops.
Support the troops! Support the troops!
Support the troops, please.
Everybody support the troops.
Thank you for your service.
Let's see.
God bless America.
Because without them, we would all be dead. I don't know.
I was about to say. We got invaded last night or something?
I was just getting in on the bandwagon.
Right down, everybody.
Because when that thing explodes, we're all going to be dead.
Wow.
Like that G.I. Joe. Shoot the bomb, it'll defuse it.
Oh, God.
That was so bad.
We'll get to that one. History of Q-Bert, nobody was in that, right?
No, because we pretty...
You guys already saw that.
We pretty much... Well, it wasn't... He focused more on Q-Bert today.
Skipped Q-Bert, like... He mentioned him.
Yeah, because he said today was going to be his Q-Bert day. That's why he didn't want to go into it, because he'd kind of just be like watching the same thing twice.
Yeah.
So
Billy Dee Williams, I sat in on that panel too. Basically, I went into the big showroom, got a really sweet seat, and I stayed in there for hours. And Billy Dee came up, Lando, and most of the questions were probably about Colt 45. More were about that than they were Lando Calrissian.
It's like, why aren't you doing the commercials anymore?
And he'd say the line works every time, and just people would go nuts.
Wow.
And he'd throw up, flash up, hashtag bring back Lando a bunch of times because he's campaigning to be in the new Star Wars films.
He should.
I don't know why he's not.
I think any...
Lando, I don't know either. They're getting everyone else back.
Any Star Wars person that's alive should still be in that... And all of it. I mean,
even if it's just for 5 seconds.
Yeah. They're characters. Hey,
there goes Lando Calrissian. Just passed by.
Have a good
while. Jetson song.
What was that? That's so terrible.
One of the things that kind of sucked was that when Billy Dee was up there, the guy came out. I was like, oh my gosh, really? Okay, we have a special guest that's about to come out. Billy doesn't know about this, and so everyone's like on the edge of their seats getting super excited.
Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking it could have been Hamill or something.
Yeah, Hamill would have been nuts.
And then they're like, his partner from Dancing with the Stars, Emma Dancer Lady. And she came out dressed as Leia, and like everyone was like, oh my gosh, you can hear whispers, and then all of a sudden it was just like, oh.
Hamill, I think, would have got the room like crazy nuts.
Yeah, totally.
I saw him in a panel online on like YouTube where he just did a monologue from the Joker he had a notebook and he was like, just in case I forget some of the lines, but I got it, And they were like, he was like, does people want to see me do this? I don't know. And the crowd just went nuts. And then he did it in the voice, and it was just like, that's crazy, because he's good. He does the, from Star Wars to Batman, he's got like the nerds in his palm of his hands like forever.
So if you're out there listening to this, hashtag bring back Lando. It'd make Billy Dee Williams pretty happy.
Is Hamill going to be in the new stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
in. He's going to drop some weight?
I think they got the big three.
He's a retired Jedi?
He's clearly a retired Jedi because...
He's going to pull a Professor X and just roll around in a wheelchair.
He's got to. He's got to. Because he's a big guy now.
I don't know. Personal trainer. Whip up him and...
he's like Carrie. George Lucas's size.
Carrie Fisher. Unleashing Creativity, I don't think.
I went to that one. That was a good one.
He's like,
I was trying to think of the creative people at the table, and I...
I didn't go to that one.
I couldn't
one.
Think of any.
I didn't need to unleash creativity.
Wow. You're not creative?
No, I was with Billy Dee Williams.
Totally ragging.
Was that any good?
Yeah, I liked it. It was... this guy is an artist, director, screenwriter. He does all kinds of stuff. And he was just talking about his creative process and helping out some people who, if they, like, he talked a lot about what happens if you get writer's block and various things.
Oh, stuff Aaron should have been there for.
It was
like changing.
Yeah, it was
scenery.
Rob Pryor's boot. It was Rob Pryor's panel. But
why weren't you at this one?
Because it was a really good one.
I have a personal writer's block coach. Her name is Janice Davis.
Okay. Yay!
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he said he can't afford to get writer's block. Like,
well, if it's his profession.
Because he just bounces between four or five projects. So when he hits a block at one spot, he moves to the next one and works on that one. Then just continues and rotates around.
Oh, and it doesn't look like they're busting that one out tomorrow. So Aaron missed it. He'll never be creative now.
Wow.
Damn.
I'm more creative than... More creative than everybody on that panel.
They're going to say,
he's got a...
more creative than you are.
He plugged his new show that's going to be coming out. He just sold called Red Brick Road, which is a cross between a post-apocalyptic Wizard of Oz and Game of Thrones.
Hmm.
So could be pretty interesting.
Three episodes and it's done.
Wow, what a dick.
Calling it now.
They're going to cut the scarecrow's head
someone's
off.
Just jealous.
What is his name again? I'm going to Google this
Rob
guy.
Rob Pryor.
Oh, God, here we go.
Rob Pryor?
Pryor.
He wrote Spawn, Deep Space Nine, mm-hmm. Evil Ernie, Heavy Metal.
He's got some good stuff.
Did he write Evil
Ernie? I went to his booth, too, and he's an amazing artist.
Oh, serious? Did he talk to people? Was he cool?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Wasn't that the one he called us up stage to take a picture? He had the whole room come up to take a picture with?
Yeah, he called the entire panel up to the front so he could get a picture with everybody.
I think more people need to start doing that type of stuff.
It was Ellen's idea.
Then after that, we were. Was anybody else with Jason David Frank, his panel?
Yeah.
You guys showed up there toward... Were you guys in the whole thing?
Yeah, we were
in. That's right, yeah.
For Jason? Oh, yeah, we did. He
owned the room pretty well, too.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
You
he's
said
good.
His name
I like
wrong.
Him.
It's Tommy Oliver.
He's so full of himself.
Those were the first rude people that we saw, that I saw, at least.
Oh, the people in the back?
Yeah, it was just one lady, but, yeah, she was very rude.
Yeah.
Actually, multiple people we had to turn around and tell them they're standing in line for questions.
Yeah.
They're not just... I mean, she couldn't scan the room and see that there's only one line of people that's standing up in the whole room.
Yeah, lady, if you're listening to this podcast, I'll punch you in the face.
Wow.
Go F yourself.
I was going to say, Steven.
I was going to say, Steven, everybody here. Go ahead, Steven.
Oh, now the pressure's on. Go fuck yourselves.
Perfect. Yeah. Couldn't have timed that any better.
Wow.
Let's see. He didn't really drop any bombs. It was just, you know, I went up there and tried to grill him a little bit on the MMA.
He did his new show.
The Mighty Morphin Life or something like
that? Yeah, My Morphin Life. I think he said that there's already been an episode. And yeah, so that seemed interesting. It's done by Bat in the Sun, right?
Yep.
Yeah. And I'm glad that guy's getting more work.
Yeah, Bat in the Sun is awesome.
Because he's class. He did take... I noticed a change in his demeanor when you asked your question about UFC. He kind of... Or about mixed martial arts. He kind of seemed like he was... He, like, focused more. Because, like, he was joking around with everybody else's questions. But then when you talk about that, he was like, yeah, I'm really serious about my... Like, he got into it.
The reason why is because I've seen his fights. His fights on the regional circuit are impressive. Like, he wins first, second round armbar each time. I mean, he's... I don't know. The level of competition is kind of low. But he started calling out CM Punk because CM Punk's a mixed martial arts guy, trains jiu-jitsu with the Gracies, and they all say he's awesome. And so trying to capitalize on that Brock Lesnar money, CM Punk has been teasing getting into MMA. And so Jason David Frank called him out And that's all you really hear from Jason David Frank. And he did those fights before, and it's like he hasn't done fights since. So I just wanted to get a gauge on if he's pursuing a career in mixed martial arts through any of the big promotions, or if he's only fishing out celebrity fights, which he said straight up, it's CM Punk or another celebrity. He doesn't have that fire to be a world champion or something. He just wants to make some money and do, I don't know. I don't want to call him a sideshow because he knows this stuff. He's not like who else got into it and was like a sideshow. James Toney, the boxer.
I have no idea who that is.
He's a three division boxing champion. He did a sideshow where he wanted to fight Randy Couture, and Randy Couture beat him in a round. Like, just did some crazy wrestling toe.
Would you say thing. Brock Lesnar?
Brock Lesnar wasn't a gimmick. He became a champion, even though I didn't care for him.
So then you would say, what's the YouTube sensation guy?
Oh, Kimbo? Yeah. He's probably straddling that line, yeah. Yeah, he's definitely straddling that line once he got real competition. So to the MMA heads out there, Jason David Frank will never be a world champion. He's just chasing some dream fights with celebrities. So moving on, I'm sorry to monopolize, but that's one of my passions.
Monopoly?
Yep, Monopoly. do not pass go. Aaron, did you go to figure drawing for popular media?
No, I've got out of drawing a long time ago. I can draw stick figures still. But
did anybody go to that one?
No.
No real artists in here, huh? Yep. What's the next one?
Not since I was five.
1939, the year that changed everything. Batman was just the beginning. Anybody?
I was there. It was a good panel. It was all really old people who were basically doing a lot of work during that time.
I remember.
Yeah, no, they actually did that during.
Oh, really?
Yeah. but I don't know. It was kind of lackluster how they displayed the information, how they talked about it. There were some good, really good points and stuff, but overall it was just unmemorable for me.
A lot of the stuff in room 104 was kind of underwhelming, or didn't seem like they gave them much resources to pull from.
Well, the room is small, and they probably figured
it's kind of weird shaped. And
yeah. Everything.
One thing I did like, I do remember from that one came out of it, is the fact that, you know, Superman came out that year, but his originally, you know, was Nazi origin, the Ubermensch or whatnot.
What happened with Superman?
Like Superman was derived from the Ubermensch, the Nazi like supervillain type thing or whatnot originally.
Kind of like Cap, right? Cap was started originally off as like a Nazi
fighter, thing, right?
Right.
You're talking about he was fighting against the Nazis.
No.
Superman
was a Nazi, basically. Like their original design was as the Ubermensch.
I'm pretty
right?
sure the authors of Superman though were a pair of Jewish men.
Ooh, Ubermen.
I think that's when David would sit in the excuse me question.
I'm
gonna be honest, like I did fall asleep during that.
Wow.
So
the truth comes out.
I did fall asleep.
He woke up. Nazis. Superman's a Nazi. That's all I need to know.
Nazis.
Connected dots.
Hardly know him.
Good panel.
Breaking news.
Good panel. I'm out.
So, but like I could have sworn that was what they said, but I could be wrong.
We can jump forward into one. I think we were all at the CW31 presented to us an advanced screening of their new series, The 100.
Started off like a regular old teen CW thing.
Like Twilight.
Literally the last second. It got me like so into it. I was like, I need to see the next episode. I'm glad they took the route that they did.
Yeah, there was a very big creative decision there that might tell a lot about the series.
Yeah, yeah.
Why doesn't someone break this down and give a little synopsis?
That was like the post-apocalyptic one, right?
Yeah, so, were you guys not there?
I was not there.
Okay.
So anybody basically,
it was you three.
What it is a nuclear war happened, and Earth pretty much becomes
uninhabitable.
Yeah.
So everybody turns to space. And these space stations, they ended up like combining the space station to
and
like a
mega. Of course,
mega,
the space station is called the Ark.
Yeah,
because it just has to be
a mega Ark.
Has flags from countries all on the.
Yeah,
you know.
And then that's pretty much where it's like starts, and then it goes into the characters and the characters.
Well, no, they go up there, and they have to wait like 100 years.
So oh yeah, yeah,
all of humanity has been living on a spaceship for 100 years,
97.
Yeah, and now they're going to send like some criminals from their jail down there to test whether it's inhabitable or not.
It just so happens that they're all teenage hotties.
Beautiful teenage hotties.
Models, and
that was their crime.
Yeah.
Well, all their crimes were kind of like petty stuff that we seem not, like one person was in there. One character, she's in there because she was simply born. You can only have one kid while you're up there. You know, they're trying to conserve resources and all that type of stuff. So as soon as she was born, she's pretty much just been in jail.
Yeah, and then when they say, "What were you here for?" Being born.
Yeah, and then like she meets her brother down on or in this little space pod or whatever. And then
her brother got arrested. They couldn't just
No, her brother sneaks on.
He sneaks on as a janitor.
Yeah.
Hong Kong fooey style.
So
he's a guard.
Yeah, as a guard. Yeah, he was a guard.
Oh, he was a guard?
Yeah.
He is a janitor.
Oh, he's a real life janitor. He poses stole a guard. Guard's That's uniform. Right.
And like the rest
and he
of the
looked just like La Bamba.
He did, yeah. He did.
I was like, Richie!
It's a survival tale of people on this post-apocalyptic world.
It's like Lord of the Flies.
Well, okay. They all have a wristband, and they're being monitored. So if they all go down there and die, they're like, oh, we can't go down there.
Oh, we can't go down there because people are just dying.
Yeah, they think radiation poisoning.
And then these jackasses sent kids, you know, that are criminals. So they're all pulling their damn wristbands off, making them think that they're dead so they won't come down so they can have the planet to themselves.
But, I was going to say, I wouldn't send all my murderers down to a planet.
Yeah, they didn't send like...
No, there. They didn't send hardcore... literally
the
all...
Thing
every.
Is, they're disposable. That's why they sent them.
Yeah.
Because if they all die, then it's like, you're not going to send doctors and all your people you need in the space station.
And they're saying, too, they're running out of supplies, so that probably bought them another couple months by getting rid of 100 people. That's why that's the 100. They sent 100 people down from the space station to test. And then it became 98 really fast.
Yeah.
Became, and then I think 97.
98 as soon as they got there because they three people unhooked themselves while they were going through the atmosphere. And then when they...
idiots.
Always a bad idea. When the chute went and like stopped.
As they're saying, hey, don't get out of your seatbelt. It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
Get out of my seatbelt.
They smash right into the freaking, you know, ground or the wall or wherever they did and they died.
That's why you should always wear your seatbelt until you park.
And then there's going to be strange happenings on this thing because they show like a picture of a deer and everyone goes, oh, that's so cute. And then it turns its head and there's like another face coming off the side of it.
Yeah, that shocked the crowd too. Yeah. Like, oh.
So
it's another Bambi.
Everything down there has been like all nuked and stuff, so genetically modified.
Totally, the whole time, like stuff was happening, I wanted to like talk and like say something about the show. Like I was like, oh, all they need is Radex. And I, like, turned to my left and right. Yeah. And nobody else is, like, sitting next to me. And I'm like, oh, that was a good joke. That was gold. And
there was a scene where one of the girls, she dives into a river. Now, this is the first time they've ever been on Earth.
I remember that scene.
And,
me too. You
know, she's taking off her clothes. That's why.
Yeah.
So when she dives in, I'm like, you know, she doesn't know if that water's... you know, poison. I'm expecting...
She probably doesn't even know how to swim if she's been...
No, that's what they said.
Yeah, that's what they said.
You know how to swim?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, but you can stand up.
So...
she comes out of the water all breasts.
She dives in and I was halfway expecting her to come out and her hair to just fall out. Just be like, what's going on? Like, what's radiated water, woman? What did you think?
But overall, I'd say the show's worth another shot.
It is.
It's worth another shot.
When it comes out, I'd say watch it.
And it's CW, they're kind of on a good track. They're on a good track.
I think you guys then at this point went to the Wizard World Film Festival, correct?
Film Festival? No, we went to the television in Sacramento, didn't we?
No, we went to the cosplay film one.
We went to the cosplay film.
Oh, yeah, I was there too. What the hell did you guys do?
What are you talking about?
I'm trying to find... I'm trying to look at the panels Aaron was in.
That's only a 15-minute break in between, so...
Before that.
Before that was when we were...
Like, all the ones I would have said you to go, like, would be all down your alley.
I don't know.
What time are they?
Yeah, I don't know.
And that's the one thing. And then when we got there, we started taking pictures and then trying to see if we can film and record.
Plus, we got there at 12:30.
Yes.
Oh, you guys got there at 12:30?
Yeah. Who else do you think got those snazzy cards you're holding?
Yeah, we have business cards. Tweet us if you want a business card, I guess. We'll send you a digital copy.
We can send you a digital copy. Print them out. Give them to your friends.
It's probably the most legit thing we have. We have beanies. Man, a lot of good came out of this thing. Beanies, business cards.
Yeah,
it's
you're welcome.
It's like
we need one more bee thing. One more professional bee thing.
Beanies, bags, business cards.
And bags. Bitches.
We need.
Wow. That's where I'm going. Tattoo bang on them right now.
Cosplay and Fan Films, we made it into that one. It was hosted by Eric the Smoke Moran,
who's that guy an awesome dude. Yeah, I was going to say, that guy's got energy.
He's a workhorse. He had no voice
by the end of the night. He truly was. He was hoarse.
He sounded like he was a smoker at the end of the night. I'm going to go and you guys did some good cosplay.
I need your energy because I'm dying, people, literally.
The films were
Does anybody have an inhaler? Anybody?
The films were very hit and miss for me.
Hit or miss? What hit? So very
I like them as people.
Oh, wow.
I did like the Deadpool fight with the gingerbread man.
There was positives in every video.
Yes, exactly.
That was funny, at least. A lot of the situations that came up, though, hit me as like, oh, these are totally nerds making these films. Like, the way Domino met him in the bathroom. Yeah, I thought it was going to turn into a porn.
They're love stories, too.
And then when he got the prostitutes, like, they really just wanted an excuse to spank some girls.
There was some chuckling.
I thought it was funny. Did you think it was funny?
It wasn't terrible. It was definitely like a Deadpool, you know, type of thing. It's just, I don't know.
Some of the jokes seemed like they were trying a little hard.
The arguing one in the bar, yes.
Yeah.
It's other actors were off. He was good. Yeah. Deadpool
I think that one
good.
Had some of the best costumes. Like,
Domino was good.
Domino was good. Even the Deadpool was decent.
Yeah, Deadpool was good.
And I think that was my main complaint about the Thor one, was that just inconsistency in the costumes. The Thor costume was obviously freaking awesome, but then...
The Thor one, did anybody else get the vibe like that was Edward Furlong from The Terminator as Loki? Like, I was the whole time, I was like, the kid looks like that dude.
Mind you, he did say, the guy who played Thor on there, he did say they didn't have a story. They just started filming stuff and then edited it together.
Like, I think Larry has a Spider-Man costume.
Yeah, that's literally what it seemed like.
Hey, use what you got.
Yeah.
He said they had no script, no story, really. They just
That was okay. And their VXF visual effects, theirs were the best.
Yeah.
Some of them were a little hokey, but like some of them were also really
like
good.
Like the G.I. Joe.
Oh, G.I. Joe.
That was a terrible special. Like,
well, that was actually... Mr.
Smoke was in that one.
Too. Yeah, that was the Smoke's project.
He should probably do a little better. What was he smoking when he did that project?
Yeah, well, I thought he was the Cobra.
Was he?
There were a lot of black characters.
He was Roadblock. Because they showed him in the credits later, he was Roadblock. He was like, when they at the end they were talking, and he was like, well, they'll never be able to, you know, they may have won the battle, but they'll never win the war or something like that. Was his like one line or something like that. So
they, but they hustled because like, I think probably out of those videos, that was probably the weaker of them. But then they followed it up pretty good with the teaser with those people from Australia. That one showed some promise. The
UK ones.
The Dread thing.
Yeah, Cursed Edge. Cursed Edge.
All the trailers that they showed, the other one was a trailer, but all the trailers they showed, I'd never got any idea what the story was. It just kind of seemed like they just, you know, threw some action scenes together.
There's a guy in a costume. There's another guy in a costume.
If you're a cosplayer and you got the costumes, you might as well put them to good use for those films.
And that's what I wanted to see them touch on yesterday when they were doing the film and cosplay. Disciple. I wanted them. There should be a panel on how to, I guess, an acting panel. Because the cosplay, they put a lot of work into that to make it look good. But that doesn't naturally translate into good acting. So. So that we can.
Steven over here.
Fill in with.
I'm sorry. I'm not used to this microphone.
So. Acting is definitely different from cosplay. They might want to teach some acting lessons a little or whatever.
That'll be a paid class.
But
something. They have one going on, don't they?
Yeah, they've
tomorrow
got,
or something?
I don't know if it's an acting class, but I know they have they have paid events every time. So
Orion, Smoke, and I can't remember the other guy's name, unfortunately. The guy is the Joker.
I don't remember his name either.
It was a good panel. There's definitely been worse panels. That was a good, solid panel.
Yeah, they're good guys.
Spreading the word, and they got a lot of, it's all about learning, too. You know, it's not like they've made it yet.
Oh, and I guess small plug for the guys that do Smosh. They're also doing another movie called To Find a Monster. They're filming in Sacramento.
Oh, serious?
Yeah. What's the place they're filming?
Placerville.
Yeah.
Placerville. They said like 90% of it's in Placerville. The other 10% is in
LA.
Roseville and that's a perfect little segue because TV and film production in Sacramento, you guys touched on it a little bit. So Smosh was there. You said that some Rosenbaum.
Yeah, Rosenbaum, some Emmy award winning. I think he was a composer, was he?
Which guy?
The guy who worked on Deadliest Catch. Yeah.
He's a producer.
He's
a producer.
Yeah. They just kept throwing Emmy winning in front of him every time, you know. But, I mean, you win an Emmy, so, yeah.
That's what happens, yeah.
And then the guy who does Sacramento Public
Access,
yeah. Okay. Like the little channels you see. There was two Smosh guys in a...
Oh, was the guy in the Stay Puft?
The Stay Puft was Smosh guy, yeah.
Oh, he was Smosh as well?
Yeah, he's on videos. I've seen him before, yeah. Okay. He's not a, like...
Big.
Always on Smosh, but he works with them. Yeah, gotcha. He does his own films like, apparently now, and he's an actor too.
And moving forward,
I wouldn't
Stan
skip
Lee.
Over that one, sir. That was a good one.
That was a really good.
That was a good one.
That was
one.
The one that Rosenbaum.
Because you were texting me talking about, you know, I should go for Shatner and leave, but I was like, I don't know. There's a lot of good stuff going on here, information wise.
We got
whatever.
A lot of good steps for moving forward with the podcast and doing some big things.
Watch out, people! Watch out.
Keep that one under the hat. Stan Lee's been sick, so he wasn't there for his panel.
Really?
Sick of saying Excelsior.
I almost went to that panel. I'm glad I didn't bother now.
Who said he was sick?
It was after the...
Thor.
After we watched the CW thing.
Okay, yeah, so it was somebody today.
It was after Tommy.
James Marsters. I missed that one. Anybody see James Marsters? James Marsters.
I didn't even know who that was.
Spike from Buffy.
I'm unfortunate. I'm sorry, Mr. Marsters. I was so tired.
Dragon Ball sucked.
Ouch! Wow.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It did.
Did you guys see that Goku cosplay though? It was pretty awesome. The Super Saiyan,
the shirtless one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool. White guy.
He was wearing a shirt. You would have liked it a little better.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Nipples freaked.
They were
out.
Selling full sets of Dragon Balls there.
Oh yeah,
yeah. It looked pretty sweet.
Yeah, didn't they? Like I was like,
they do nothing.
Wow,
had a pair of Dragon Balls.
Wow,
let's move on.
You need sevens.
I want to bring back my dead friends.
That's
all they did. Ace of Geeks. Anybody go to bullying? Gando?
Yes, I did. It was not what I expected it to be.
Okay.
Because the rest of these panels were like actual panels that were more scripted and they had topics that they wanted to hit on. This one, it felt more like the panel was there so that they could interview the audience. Because they had things...
Does it make you feel good when you look at our tits? Like that kind of stuff?
It was like a therapy session.
No.
Okay.
Did they ask you to stand up and tell like a time you've been bullied or something?
Right. It was like a therapy session.
Wow. Interesting.
Everybody was explaining their... experience in school, just in general.
It seems to be like a big theme at the cosplay thing in general, even in other panels, like even in the video panel, somehow it came across to people were talking about how not to get bullied or what to do if someone bullies
you. Yeah.
It's a big theme.
Yeah, and when I first read this, I was surprised because it sounded like it was dealing with bullying at actual conventions, but then going to it, they were less talking about that and more just bullying in a general sense, like geeks get bullied and they bully back to other people. And so it was not what I anticipated when I was going in.
Well, was it still worth it?
I would not have gone. I would not go back if I could go back in time.
I pushed a kid on the way out.
It was a small room. It was a closet.
Wow. What, like 20 chairs or something like
that?
I think
it was in our 103 where our TV...
Yeah,
it
was in
Sacramento.
Oh, okay.
Semicircle and
yeah. Remember we made the joke. Remember we made the joke. They got bullied into the little room.
Yeah, pretty much.
Let's talk about this for a second. I think my story, Steven's story, and Aaron's story is very similar, probably in bullying. I think we've all talked about it. We never really got bullied because we could always make jokes.
I've never said anything like that.
Was it Steven?
Well, that was one.
I was never bullied.
That was one of the things.
Everybody gets bullied. Every single person gets bullied.
My brother.
But you know, everybody tries. There's a moment in every kid's life where people try to bully you, and then some kids make it out, and some kids don't.
Yeah.
I used comedy. Like when people try to pick on me, I'd make some jokes, and then I was their friend, and then it was not an issue no more.
I ignored the one bully that I can even think of. I ignored him. He's in prison right now, literally.
Thank God you dodged that one, then, huh?
Well, he was literally just like, he was not smart. But yeah, I just ignored him. I think he tried like 2 days to try to start something with me, and it must have been on a bet. Yeah. But I was like, whatever, dude. And he literally just, I guess, either got tired. He was pretty big, too. The guy probably could have beat the crap out of me, but if I just never fed into any of this stuff. Because first of all, I didn't even know his like name until like later on in the school year or something like that.
So you just ignore that.
That's why I'm like, somebody else must have told him to mess with me, because like we didn't have classes together. Like, there was no connection between me and him ever. So I was like, somebody must have told him to mess with me. And I'm like, yeah, whatever.
He saw your name in the yearbook. He's like, I don't something. Like that name.
Let me just point my finger at some picture and I'll start messing with that dude. So he tried, but I don't know.
Steven said never. No one ever attempted to bully you?
Nobody.
No fat jokes? Nothing?
I've got no. It's just like.
And see, are we talking about verbal abuse?
I'm talking about just like through childhood, growing up, the kids that are, because kids are.
I feel like I have no childhood now because I was never bullied.
Because like there was never any verbal abuse from where I grew up. I don't even think there's no such thing. We talk about each other. It's like you toughen up.
That's kind of how it is. Like, I don't know. Like, that's how my family works. Like, we always will.
Talk shit
to each other, and it's like, okay, that's cool. So, like, any
punk
insecurities that I have, I'm like,
heard it at home already.
Like, oh, you're fat. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's awesome. I like food. All right.
Well, see, that's kind of going along with what I did, because I never took it personal, but I was able to laugh it off or make jokes, and then we could go hang out.
But, like, nobody's ever, like, tried to come at me and, like, actually be an aggressive bully. Like, I've never had that. I've stood up and try to defend people that were getting bullied. I've done that because the bullying situation always kind of irritated me. Like, why do you need to pick on somebody else to make yourself feel better or something? Like, you dick. Like, what do you?
But it's like a lot of comedians do it like defense mechanism, I guess.
Yeah.
When they're bullied or verbal abuse in the house or.
Whatever. I think that
Jada, David, bullying in your guys' lives ever play a part? Factor?
No, I had the same thing as Steven. I kind of defended, you know, I would get in the middle of things and diffuse situations or make fun of the other person to where they were being bullied then. But, you know, other than that, no.
I had very few personal relationships.
I remember one time you got
very
bullied.
Well put.
I remember it like clear as day, and I feel really bad that I didn't just I was there and I didn't like punch the dude in the face. You remember?
Coward.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know. What a friend.
Is
I know,
this, right?
And he wasn't even a bully. That's probably the reason, because it was
like eighth grade.
Yeah, I think it was John Cabrera.
Wow, why don't you just name the guy? Give him his address. What
bastard? I know where he lives. Didn't you get pushed in a bush, like at the bus stop?
And you didn't do anything.
You didn't defend your friend.
Wow. I got him out of the bush.
You bitched out. Wow. That's what you did.
I did.
I got into a fight in elementary, got jumped, and on the ride home, because I was riding with a friend, my friend watched me get jumped. My friend's dad said, I would have beat you up too if you didn't jump in the fight. That's just how you rolled. If your boy is getting, you know, jumped, you jump in. If he's getting pushed into the bushes, you clearly push the other guy in the bushes. And be like, it needs to be a fair fight.
It was a weird
fight in the
situation,
bushes.
Though, because we were cool with John. Like, I don't know. I thought it was just playing that just got out of hand.
I don't know. I mean, like, I...
Has mentally
Do you remember that exact situation? Or did you block
it
out?
Not exactly. I don't
remember you getting pushed out of a bush. Because David, like, was like a robot. He didn't have too many emotions, but he looked upset after that. I was like, dude. I should have, like, decked him.
He said, I have a college degree, John.
Yeah,
John. Sells pizza on the road.
Laura, have you ever been bullied?
Yeah, I've been bullied. I don't know. It was, I think, mostly, like, in eighth grade. That's when it started.
When the change started?
I think girls are the worst
offenders of bullying. I hear stories that girls bully more than guys.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can believe that.
It's more common. Oh, yeah. Like,
well, bullying today is way different than bullying in our day.
Well, because you have
cyber bullies.
But so see, that good. Stuff, like...
Even we get, like, trolled on League of Legends and stuff.
And
people
it's
just get out,
funny
out of,
to me, because I'm
is
like...
funny, yeah.
I'm like, how is this considered bullying? Like,
yeah, but for a kid that's growing up with this now, like...
That's where I understand it. They get nasty. Yes, because this next generation of children, you know... They're going to grow up with iPads and, you know, the internet is more accessible to them than when I was a kid. which there was no internet.
Yeah.
So, you know, well, there was internet, but, you know, yeah, it wasn't.
Dial-up that we were on a couple hours a day if we were lucky.
Yeah, and, but, like, I remember starting in chat rooms like Yahoo Chat.
And, ASL.
Yeah.
And you got to have that number in the end.
Nobody, I mean, when they talked head on there, I still was just like, I don't know your remember words getting, right now.
Does anybody remember getting those like AOL free 30-day trials? Yeah. Use those all the time. Like,
Kmart
literally
had something called the Blue Light Special that I would use.
Yeah. Net Zero. Yeah.
They would get sent to the house. Net Zero, like, yeah. Free internet for like a year. Netscape. Because of those
But
the bullying thing too. I think Louis C.K. nailed it on the head with the difference between bullying in our day and current day bullying is like in our day, every little kid does it, even flirts with bullying other people. You walk up to someone and say, you're ugly or you're fat. And then you look and see that person get hurt and you're like, oh, that wasn't fun. I'm sorry. You know, you get to see the pain in their face. And you're like, that doesn't make me feel good. But nowadays, when you text someone, you're fat, you don't get to see that human reaction. You're just like, that person's fat. Yeah.
It's like they're invisible or they feel like they're invisible.
Yeah, it's that anonymity.
Anonymity.
David anonymity?
Yes. I'm going to go with Aaron's word.
And then you
onomatopoeia?
He's an enemy.
An enemy?
Apparently John Travolta anonymous. Over here can't, say these words.
Check out the app, people.
I did that actually to my own name, too, to see what he would have called me. And I would have punched him in the face.
Is it like the Wu-Tang name generator?
Yeah, it's a Wu-Tang name generator for what John Travolta would call you at the Oscars.
I remember, back to the bullying, I remember I was way more naive, though, so I don't know, like some
even more than now.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm bullying. I feel like
in the bullying.
Center. I know, right?
Bullying me, like, was that a joke or you know? Yeah. Like I would take it serious, like oh okay, you know, I was just very naive, very naive.
I could probably save you from bullying if you don't get the jokes that are getting.
That's true.
Sometimes. Oh yeah.
Ignorance is bliss.
But like, that's the what? Difference from I don't then get with and that. Now.
Yeah, I have big hair.
This has been the bullying hour on video gaming. Oh, it's important. We need to talk about this. Fingerprints.
Don't bully people. It's bad.
It sucks. It's bullshit. Yeah.
It's pointless.
Don't bully people in video games, boys, girls.
This is what I say. Don't bully people in small towns. That's when they shoot up schools and stuff like that.
Yeah, bully Justin Bieber.
Like, he's going to just beat up somebody eventually anyway. He hangs out with enough black people now. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's going to jail all the time.
Hangs around with somebody in Sacramento.
Who, know. Justin Bieber?
Yeah, one of the
He hangs guys. With nobody in Sacramento. That's impossible.
Aaron's that covering was... for him. He's hiding Justin Bieber in his room right now.
Go look that up. Google it.
So don't worry, Biebs. We'll hang out tonight. I promise.
I got
just gotta do the show.
You play some league.
We're going to play soccer tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Hey.
But they're trying not to let me.
Hey, if Biebs wants to kick the old pigskin around. They used to make it out of pigskin as well, people.
So let's move on. Did anybody catch the Grimm Fairy Tales animated premiere?
I wish.
No.
It looked awesome, but then we all
the trailer did look pretty interesting.
I got to see the Shat. That was awesome. Having
you
a press.
A Shat.
Having a press.
You know what? No, wait. When they were announced on the intercom, you only have 10 minutes or something like that to see William Shatner and to get his autograph or whatever. Somebody yelled at, I don't give a shat about William Shatner. Like right next to us.
It was like one of the booth guys too. Like the guy running the booth. He's like,
am I right? Am I right?
I was like, I don't give a shat about William
right,
Shatner.
Guys? Come on.
So Shatner was awesome. Okay, I want to talk about press badges. If you can get a press pass. You can get a press pass.
Come on, we're going to bully you if you can't get your words right.
Stuttering Stanley. press passes are the shit, everybody. I didn't wait in one damn line this whole day. And if you walk with purpose, you can go anywhere at a con.
That's
I noticed
always
that.
Always been true anywhere.
Yeah. I
walk like reinforce a superhero.
Like
yeah.
Yeah. Just walk like you know where you're going and you can get backstage places.
Especially, like, the staff is so nice. Granted, we've had some bad experiences with them not knowing where things are. But, and they are a little naive to the fact where if you just hold up, oh, press, where does press go? And then just, you can get anywhere. So Shatner, I cut this giant line, got evil looks from everybody.
Everybody was like, what a jerk.
Yeah. I met some guys from some TV show. They were weird. And then Shatner came out and put on like a full-blown comedy special. Like he had no moderator. And then people would ask him a question like, what was one of them? They said, you're a larger-than-life character. And he'd say, what is larger-than-life? Now, the Romans, rode horses.
Screw that, Chandler. Get on top.
He would. He was talking about giving history lessons, and it was pretty funny. He refused to acknowledge Star Wars Into Darkness. Because
Star Trek?
Star Trek.
Wow.
Calling you out right now.
I'll go back and edit right that. I'll
wow.
Edit that
one.
What edit a that fool. One.
That's terrible. Star Wars Into the Darkness.
That's
Star Wars Future Past.
Star Trek.
Days of Future Past.
Wait, why did he...
they just asked, they said, well, how do you think Cumberbatch did as a Khan? And he said, what's Into Darkness? And everyone got a big laugh.
But why, though?
He wants to be a part of the series.
Oh, okay.
That was like the next question. They were like, do you want to be a part of it? He said, hell yeah, I want to be a part of it. And he seemed like bitter that they brought in Nimoy and not him.
Nimoy?
Nimoy.
Yes.
That's how you
say it.
Oh, my
God.
That's what he said.
Okay.
Don't worry about how he said it.
Okay. What? Nimoy? Is it Nimoy?
Yeah, it's Nimoy. Yeah.
It's Nemo.
He said Nimoy.
No, where I come from, it's Nimoy.
Clearly, John Travolta and you are best of friends.
Leopold Nimoy.
You guys own the same dictionary and everything.
Okay.
Thesaurus.
You know exactly. What?
All right.
Thesaurus.
Screw you all. You all go to hell. We got at this thing right when it opened. Didn't leave until just about it closed. It's been 12 hours. I didn't eat. Or
that was your
go
fault.
To the restroom. I was like addicted. I didn't want to lose those sweet ass seats.
Wow! And
so, he's literally wearing Depends right now.
I'm wearing Depends. I smell.
Taking William Shatner.
Brought to you by Nerd Reactor.
I took a shat.
Check out the Nerd Reactor store.
Go to Nerd Reactor. I'm like a robot at this
point. I was tipsy.
You did drink. Alcoholic.
Yeah.
Sending people pictures of what she was drinking too.
Yeah. What was it?
Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh my God! No, it wasn't.
Yeah,
was it really a hard lemonade?
That's all it
and
was.
That's what made you tipsy.
No, that, well, it was only
yes,
for
just but, the nachos just as well.
Just for scale at home.
Bit, okay, I was happy. Okay,
the nachos as
for
well.
People at home that are like, how could she get drunk off of a Mike's lemonade? She is probably literally the size of a Furby doll.
I did not say drunk.
I heard from other people you were tipsy.
I can definitely attest that she was tipsy.
Yeah.
Because I was there for a part of that.
She is a little person. And that's what happened.
I didn't eat. So I'm only 4'11", guys.
It has like 2% alcohol. There's no excuse.
Okay.
Like, what? There's more lemons in that than there is alcohol.
Maybe she was drunk off the fermented lemons. So, yeah.
And then the last thing I think we went to was the costume contest.
Awesome.
Yeah, that was good.
The smoke putting in some work during that thing.
Yeah, I thought his heart was going to give out.
He was like, on
he did his best cosplay of Southern Black Preacher. Yeah. As he walked the room.
And I want everybody to stand up. Yeah. And wave your hand.
Did you see he pulled out the handkerchief and everything?
Yeah. He did.
Good God.
He's a good
so we got some good costumes tonight, everybody.
Ah, Jesus.
He's a good speaker.
Yeah, he was a great speaker. Oh, great host. Ivy Doom Kitty was on the panel. The Pee Wee Herman guy that I took a picture of during the day, I had no idea he was like...
important?
Important.
Did you see a couple of the cosplayers like not shake his hand like because they didn't know who they were?
Yeah.
Like, and I felt bad for him. I was like, Pee Wee.
Yeah.
Because he got caught jerking it in a movie theater. They didn't
I don't want to shake his hand.
Jeez. the costumes were very impressive.
Like... Ivy just wins my heart every time I see her because especially during that thing, like she was on it. She knew all the characters.
She knew the Half-Life reference.
She was all into the Half-Life reference. That's who she gave her award to.
Yeah.
It was a Half-Life cosplay.
That was a good costume though.
It was a damn
good
costume.
It was a good costume.
Yeah.
The Best in Show went to an awesome freaking duct tape Mega Godzilla thing.
That was a lot of duct tape.
I like when they said, is that thing, how heavy is that thing? You just hear,
yeah.
Now stop asking questions so I can take this thing off.
Down to get the hell out of here.
What were some of your highlights? I think the pilots from
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim
yes,
were sick.
Those were beautiful costumes.
Those were good costumes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jason David Frank's monster head tried to put one of those helmets on.
He got it on though.
Yeah. You heard like that noise.
Yeah.
He broke the cartilage in his ears. He's got cauliflower ear now.
I think the stain pits that were under Jason David Frank, they stole the show.
You know what, chronicle those things in pictures.
He was definitely putting on a show, though. So, I mean,
he was good out there.
Yeah, he was good.
Lots of Instagramming and stuff. Yeah.
Just bring an extra
shirt. Well, I mean, in his...
It's a long-ass day.
In his defense, they didn't turn on the air conditioner until like...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Halfway, you know, through the thing.
It's crazy.
Highlights, Laura, for the cosplay.
I was just like... David just was like, okay, calm down. I was just always like giddy when I saw my favorite character from a comic.
Which is...
Deadpool, Harley Quinn.
There was like 50 Batman, Harley Quinns. Poison.
There's a lot of Harley Quinns. Mm.
So is she just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
For most of them, yes.
For everything. Morgana. I don't think we talked about this one on the show.
There was a Morgana one?
Torgana.
Yeah, she was flaunting it.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't tell her to leave the stage either. She did the longest thing. If they would have pulled what it rose from the thing, like, yeah, it would have been...
Something was rising.
Like Morgana? Morgan?
Morgan.
Okay.
Oh, Morgan from...
I was like, who the hell's Morgana?
You gotta remember,
people.
You gotta remember what's going on over here.
In my brain.
Oh my God.
John Travolta.
If I had a sound clip of what's going on in Aaron's brain, that's probably accurate.
I just see you up on the podium giving out Oscars to the wrong people. Morgana.
Yeah.
Who?
Like, who won? Who won? She was good.
She didn't get into the prize, though.
No, she got a prize. She probably got freaking Assassin's Creed guy's number or something like that.
I also liked the Commander Shepard.
I was just going to say that, Gondo.
Shepard was good.
His costume was good. Barely looked like it fit. No offense, but...
Can you make a fat Shepard on Mass Effect? Shepard?
I don't think you can adjust the body size.
No. So then he was not true to the game.
But I also liked the Mr. Freeze. That one was really cool.
Yeah, unfortunately, his helmet popped off.
And then he had his wife in his hands, which was awesome.
Yeah,
the wife
thing was really good.
Yeah,
the little snow globe. What else highlights?
Of course, the Khaleesi's were good.
The Khaleesi's were good. The one that should have been there, I think she would have won.
Yeah.
With the dragon.
The frozen chick that did win, she looked like the cartoon.
Yeah, they really liked her. They just liked her stitchwork or her embroidery.
It was good.
Embroidery on the bottom. Yeah.
Really that was amazing. Really well. Can you even picture how long that takes?
Nope.
Yeah,
that's the short answer.
It takes a long time.
Yeah, her mom
and,
probably.
I mean,
took...
Frozen's been out for what, all of 2-3 months?
Yeah, it hasn't been out that long. Yeah,
2-3 months. I mean, so.
Any closing thoughts from you, Mr. Carter?
This day was definitely the highlight. I'm going to just go out on a limb and probably say it's probably going to be the highlight out of all 3 days since it was the longest. And then, I don't know, it seemed like the panels were on point. And this was the turnaround point. Well, I really enjoyed it.
Tomorrow we got, storytelling with Michael Golden, which seems like something you would be into. One-on-one with Ralph Macchio.
Oh!
Ralph Macchio.
Was that the sound she made every time she saw something she liked?
You're not going to be there, though, are you?
Special one, though. I only made it for a few of them.
Only for Ralph Macchio.
I was like, okay, wow. The whole time.
You know what we did see?
Who?
James Hong dancing.
We got video of that, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Little girl, yeah. And it was awesome. Oh, yeah. Because he puts on a show for his fans.
Going to sell that to TMZ.
That was good.
And see how much they want for it.
I think James tomorrow, the whole thing just builds up to Hemsworth. There's Bernthal from he was Shane from Walking Dead. So, yeah, it looks like Saturday was the big day, but we will be back tomorrow. Actually, I should finish. Steven, what are you looking forward to most tomorrow?
I really don't even know. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. I guess more people's costumes. Hemsworth might be kind of interesting to see how people react.
Yeah.
I mean, he's probably going to be in a VIP booth and nobody can see him.
He's gonna do the Q&A sessions.
I hope Robert.
That would be pretty
cool.
He's got
a lot to live up to, though.
I hope that cosplayer Robert Fry shows up as Thor too.
He should.
He should totally come as Thor the same day.
The embodied like double.
They're looking in the mirror. It's weird. He does look like one of the Hemsworth brothers.
Be a pretty cool picture.
Jada, big thing. You're going tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I'm coming tomorrow.
And are you changing the cosplay up?
Probably.
You can't
not.
Do a three-peat.
Probably not. Probably not. But I'm gonna try.
My gosh.
I'm gonna try. I got some stuff that's tough to put together in 24 hours. So if I can manage it, I will.
You don't even have 24 hours.
I know.
Either.
I don't. I have like 8. Yeah, and 6 of those are dedicated to Dark Souls 2 tonight. So
unfortunately, Gondo's not going to make it.
Did you say fortunately?
Unfortunately.
No, I only could afford the one day.
Oh, did somebody push him in a bush and you didn't defend him?
I didn't purchase a ticket for tomorrow either.
Oh, you got a ticket for the hardest one. Today was a big day. Don't be ashamed. You guys did good.
Yeah, when we got there this morning, people were in line behind us and they were like, what do you mean there's no tickets? Like, yeah, we've been out for like weeks. We sold out on Saturday. Mm. He's like,
I had no idea where to go first when I first got there. I was like, oh. There's the Jedi's. Let me just follow them.
Overwhelming, right?
Yes, like, you're just that like, was bumper to bumper. That's what I was telling David.
I'm just happy that tomorrow is going to be less packed than today was. Because
shorter day, too.
I don't know.
I need some sleep.
Hemsworth. Oh, wait, you're talking about just in general?
Oh, I'm talking about in general. Yeah, it's going to end sooner and it starts later.
How packed it's going
to
be.
And I hear that there's a lot of good discounts and stuff on the last day for some of the places trying to get rid of their stuff.
Yeah, usually if you're looking for a deal, it's a good time to go because people don't necessarily want to pack up all their stuff and then trek back with it depending on how far they came. So you can negotiate things down a little bit depending on the store.
So I'm going to get my sous vides tomorrow. But guys, thanks for listening to us. I know these are supposed to be quickies and they're going longer than our full episodes, but it's just because we're excited. It's been a really cool thing to
do.
This
one should go longer. It was the longest day.
Longest day. Yeah. Nerd Reactor, we want to give them a huge shout out. Nerd Reactor, if you're listening, which John Spartan always listens, at least. A lot of people recognize the brand, man. A lot of people see the Nerd Reactor shirt and the hoodie and they say, oh, Nerd Reactor, that's a huge in the cosplay community.
Yeah.
We even had a few people recognize this podcast. Us, yeah. So if you're listening to this and we mentioned you, awesome. If not, send us a tweet. We'll give you a shout out, send you a beanie. Come up to us. Actually, you know what? That should be a way because we have a very limited supply of beanies that we have on us. I don't want to just give them out willy-nilly. I don't want to make it rain beanies.
Apples and beanies.
Beanies, business cards, and beanies.
You're
It's a new sandwich.
It's like bikini beanies. You put them over your breasts.
Your tatatas.
But if you come up to one of us and ask us for a beanie, hell yeah, we'll give you one. I think that's fair.
Are you putting this up tonight? So they
so the people can listen.
A couple of hours to listen.
Yeah, a couple hours to listen to this if you're really cutting edge. And it'll go up early tomorrow.
Listen to it while you're at the con.
Come on.
Just play it on a loudspeaker so everybody can hear it.
Yeah. And if you see us in public, Sacramento, we want to be bigger than Sacramento. We want to help the community a little bit more. We got to rub elbows with a lot of people who put on events. There's going to be a Star Wars thing that we got invited to.
May the 4th be with you.
Yeah.
Is it on the 4th of May?
Yep.
And also, Jada and I have a mutual friend who has his own con that comes to Sacramento, Decepticon, and I ran into him. And we could have some involvement there. So, Video Game Bang doing some things, people. Thank you. And it's all because of you guys. Yep. It's all the support from the people. And being at the con has just been awesome to get to know this culture even more. So, anything else from anybody?
Yeah, Julie Benz, I love you.
Julie Benz, we love you. Ivy Doom Kitty, I love you. Aaron we Carter? Love
you. I love everybody equally.
Wow.
Affirmative action much?
There's only one special person.
Commie bastard.
Named later.
I love Ralph, not you.
Gando.
Caitlin Reclusado, I love you.
Wow, when did this turn into
what
love?
What a cop out. What he was hugging on a bunch of cosplayers and on my shoulder all day.
And we have pictures.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Why did this turn into misconnections or shout outs? All right, Jade, I'll give you the last word.
I love nobody.
I lied. I'm going to have the last word. If there's anything else, especially, we will see you all on... Oh, do you have something?
No, I don't.
See you at the con.
You off.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Adios.